don't know how I feel about this. I could feel two ways about this, and neither one are good. So there's a conservative talk show host, Phil Valentine. He's on in Nashville.
Right.
So he does this talk show every single day where he bashes COVID, bashes vaccines, tell people if they get their kid, you know, vaccine, then they should go to jail and all this. So now we found out yesterday he's in the hospital in very serious condition.
Please tell me with COVID.
With COVID.
Oof. I hate to say that I just said, please tell me, because that's so mean. I don't wish COVID on anybody. It's so bad, but I do wish COVID on people who are out there publicly on the radio espousing conspiracy theories and lies about COVID. He's not a scientist. He's not a doctor. But then again, listen, if you're dumb enough to listen to a stupid radio host,
right?
Because here we are, telling you what to do and how to, whether you should vaccinate your children or not. You know, then that's on you. If he's out there saying that, so what? If you listen to him, that's the problem. If you get your medical advice, not from a doctor, but from a radio host, that's on you.
Yeah, I got a buddy who's on a talk show, very conservative, and all he does is bash the vaccine. So it's the same thing as this guy. And then you come down with it. I mean, I could go either way on this. I feel bad for him. I hate that he's in a hospital. He's in radio, so he's in our industry. So I hate that for him.
Right. Yeah.
But
he is on his radio show using his platform. I mean, Nashville's a very big market, so he probably has a lot of listeners, you know, thousands, mm-hmm. tens of thousands of people who are listening to him convince them why the vaccine isn't good, why it's all BS, why COVID might be a hoax. You know, and people are believing him. So somebody else might have gotten COVID and died because of his words. So right. If you believe in God, if you believe in karma, if you believe in any of that stuff, that's really what's happening here. But I don't understand it now. Like, I understood March 2020 when people didn't really know much about it. And then by the summer before the vaccines, you know, you'd start to hear people say, I thought it was a hoax. My husband just died of COVID. It's real. Wear a mask. Be careful. And there are no vaccines yet. It was just about avoiding being around other people and wearing a mask. Mm. And there were people, remember, we talked about this in the beginning. There are people that didn't believe COVID was a thing, went out without a mask, and then got COVID and were shocked. So this isn't then. This is over a year later when we've heard all those stories of people who didn't believe it and then got COVID and died, or somebody they knew died. So I don't get how people still don't believe it to this day. And if they don't, then that's on them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I watch the 6:30 news every night, like the rest of America right now, because it's the number one show with David Muir. But I remember watching it back in March, and they would flash up the map of the U.S. and they would have all these states in red, and then the next day more states in red. It's starting to do that all over again.
Yeah, I know. It's people are freaking out that we're about to go into another, hopefully not another lockdown, because now a lot of us are vaccinated. But here's what I want to know from you. If this radio host guy survives COVID, gets out of the ICU, do you think he's going back on his radio show and is going to have the same narrative of vaccines are bullshit and COVID isn't a thing?
No, because now he's saying, I should have got vaccinated. He's having somebody on Twitter's, on his Twitter account, say that he was wrong. So I think he's almost dead now. He's in very serious condition. It's not good. So I think this,
I don't get why it takes this. Why does it take almost dying or possibly dying for people to realize? I don't get it. I don't get, you know, I said this from the very beginning. It's not like it's flat earth. Like, if you're a flat earther, you know, good on you. Fine. Believe the earth is flat. I could care less. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect my life. I cannot put you on a plane or a rocket and show you the world that it's round. Keep believing it's flat. Go for it. Doesn't affect anybody. But COVID, if you don't think COVID is real and you think vaccines are a problem, you know people. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows people at this point who either died or got COVID or, do you know what I mean? Like, we all know people now. It's a personal thing. It's you've had this experience. After 18 months, we've all had this experience. So I don't get people who are still not believing it. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't believe we landed on the moon in 1968, but that ain't killing nobody.
Who cares? Yeah, good. Keep believing that. I do not care.
That's not killing nobody. I believe birds are fake. That's not hurting anybody.
Fine. Great. birds are drones. They're not
birds
real.
Birds are drones and sure. They're taking your photo, but it's not killing anybody.
Yeah.
If you listen to my bullshit about Sasquatch and UFOs, it ain't hurting you.
No,
but
right.
I'm not saying don't get the vaccine because they're controlling you or whatever the hell these people are saying on the air. And my buddy is one of them who does it. And I have to turn it off because it makes me insane. So but this guy now he's coming out saying, I was sorry. Go get a vaccine.
But here's the other thing I don't understand. A lot of these people are conservative talk show hosts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trump was the one who pushed a lot of these vaccines through. Right. It was during his administration that a lot of these vaccines and the CDC were examining them. He's the one who basically helped Pfizer and Moderna and gave them money for research.
And he got the shot.
And then in January, right before he left, he was vaccinated. So I don't understand people that are Trump supporters that are anti-vaxxers or against all this stuff when your main guy, he brought you the vaccinations and then he got one himself.
I think it was the fact of him never wearing a mask. I think the mask thing was the first thing. Every time you would see him on TV or every time he would be at a company, he wouldn't wear a mask. And I don't know how that started.
Right. Okay. So fine. So maybe don't wear a mask, but get vaccinated because right. He got vaccinated. And again, he brought you those vaccines and he made sure to tell you have these vaccines because of me and my administration and bills I signed and laws I passed and et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, that's your guy. Go do what he said. Go do what he did.
Yeah, nothing makes sense.
I know. Nothing makes sense.
Nothing makes sense. I watch the news every night and go, are you kidding me? It's like one guy from... in Congress says for the insurrection, we should look into Biden.
Okay. Going, so the thing that happened before Biden was president.
Well, I'm like, what? Did I die? Am I in a different world? I don't understand any of this anymore.
Yeah. No, none of it makes sense anymore. And then did we discuss on the show about that doctor who posted on Facebook?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought this was an interesting story. This was like a few days ago. I put it on my Facebook page and I thought we had talked about, maybe we didn't. A doctor in the ICU in Alabama, I think she is, posted and said that the most heartbreaking thing is when she's there with a patient who's been intubated, who says to her, please vaccinate me. And she has to take their hand and say, I'm sorry, it's too late.
Mm-hmm. You it's already too have late. It.
I can't vaccinate you while you are dying of COVID in my ICU. She said, and then when they die, which they inevitably do, she sits down with the family, she hugs them, and she says, please, I'm begging you, if you want to honor the memory of your family member who just passed,
follow me.
Get vaccinated and make sure the people around you get vaccinated. Be an advocate for vaccines, because that would be the one thing that you can do to honor the memory of the family member you just lost because they refused to get vaccinated.
Well, the thing I say when people bring up this whole vaccine thing, and my response is always, didn't your best friend die from polio? No, we don't have polio anymore.
Right.
Why don't we have polio anymore? Because there wasn't Facebook back then, and everybody right. got a shot, and yeah. it went away. So that's why we don't have polio.
Right. I'd like to not have COVID anymore.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
Eventually, it has to go away, right? Eventually.
No, it's never going to go away. I mean, the flu never went away. We still have the flu.
Well, that's true. You think this is going to be like that? Where
I mean, we still got herpes. Some of us.
You have herpes.
I mean, we still have herpes and chlamydia and syphilis. We haven't got rid of those. We just live with them.
AIDS, you still have all those? Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. AIDS didn't go anywhere. It's still well, here, that's true. But yeah. We're fighting it. So
that's a good point.
I think it's, right. I think the bird flu is always going to be here. Swine flu, whatever. That's still going to be around, but it's not going to be that much that we're going to have to worry about it. But your syphilis is always going to come up.
But the difference is all the things you mentioned, I have to have sex with somebody who has those things to get them, as opposed to going to the supermarket and somebody coughs on me. That's the difference.
No, you can get herpes from a toilet seat.
I don't think you can.
Yes, you can.
I think you have to actually have sex with somebody who has herpes.
No, you can get crabs from a toilet seat too.
I don't think that's true.
It's for...
Okay, so fine. So I won't do any public toilet seats. My point is the toilet doesn't cough on you. That's what I'm saying. Like somebody can cough on you in a store or sneeze on you in a restaurant, and now you have COVID.